recording. Okay. We are going. And for Bree, I will put today is December 15th, and this is the weekly Dow call. Members in attendance are DJ Striking Nova, Spottingham, Michael, David, and Jesse, and Rochelle. And there we go. Don't know. Let's see. On the agenda today, it looks like there's discussed the proposal P84, creation of the Dow Investment Fund. And proposal 85, which was moving the Dow calls to bi-weekly. The cycle just ended, so 84, creation of the Dow fund, was not passed. It was 24 no, 21 yes, with 15 abstaining. It's pretty interesting because it was 1.3 million votes for yes, no, and abstain. It's one of the coolest ties I've ever seen. So yeah, anyone want to weigh in there on that one?
I think it's just too early to even think about it because just from an investment perspective, the market cap of VFX is so low. Like, that's just to have it all VFX. And, like, we wouldn't even want to think about something like this until we're, say, at least 100 million market cap or something.
Yeah, I agree. Way too early.
I was quite surprised at how divisive it was. I really didn't think it would split the community so much, straight down the middle.
Yeah, pretty cool how close it was. I forgot to vote, but I think the proposal was pretty good, except that it had a lot of, like, it said if you vote yes, this is to discuss the proposal on the Dow calls, right? Which I think we should definitely do. But I do think it's way premature to actually do it. But I wouldn't like agree with doing this, just like DJ Svakanova mentioned, for the same reasons. But it's definitely worth chatting about.
Your echoing is to David's audio.
Oh yeah, because you're both in the office.
Maybe David can mute his thing when I talk. My bad.
Yeah,
I mean, it was only a sentiment proposal, and so, yeah, I don't think good because it's just too early to even really discuss it. So, and we just shelve it until, you know, hopefully the future where it's more feasible.
Yeah, I think so. But it's made great discussion, even though it, you know, wasn't passed. We've all been talking about it, so good on a good idea, you know, brainstorming. And then the next one was mine, putting the Dow calls to every 2 weeks. It passed. It seems like it's a good idea. Everybody seemed for it. And I picked the weeks to where we would have our meeting like a few days before the cycle ends. And it has the new agenda that we're going off of, which takes a lot of time off of Bree's plate, and it opens it up for anybody to add to it without relying on Bree or someone from the team to put it on the agenda. So I think that's a good step. Anybody else's thoughts?
Yeah, I like him. I don't think there's too much really to discuss lately, so bi-weekly works. Or is it bi-monthly or bi-week? Once every 2 weeks,
once a cycle instead of twice. It's my hope that we
makes
end up
sense, right?
Yeah, it's my hope we end up having to change it and have another proposal to have it weekly, because that means that we'd be thriving and growing and a lot of things going on and a lot of use with the network.
Yeah, I also think it makes sense.
It just, yeah, the question,
so were the swaps like ending this, like, on the 31st or whatever? Or something like that?
Yeah, they're ending on the 31st. That's right. Yeah, so it will be shut down, the bridge.
Because we noticed that, like, I remember that, like, people, how much they can swap at a time was capped, and, like, I think in the Telegram, some people found, like, there's some accounts that are swapping that may not, you know, be able to swap everything. Will they be able to just swap the rest at the end, and then there's no swapping, or what's going to happen?
No, so if you're, yeah, there is a limit on the amount you can swap every week. So, and there's right now where the time is almost up for the portal to be open, but it's not possible to swap more than that, right? So, yeah, there will be definitely some leftover on Neo.
Cool. Thanks for letting me know.
About the DAO call. So the I just missed the previous conversation, but so now it's bi-weekly, right? So does that mean next week there is no DAO call, and then the week after there is that the schedule?
Yeah, the proposal is embedded in the schedule is embedded in the proposal, right?
Has like cool. My bad. I'll check it.
Yeah. So
put it in my calendar. Mess it up.
So today is our last meeting until December 29th.
All right, so we got one just before New Year's. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Time goes so quick.
And
but
see.
Clear. I'll write it down.
I have a question. Would it actually be possible to give DAO members who participate in DAO calls POAPs?
I've been
Can
looking
you make
into
that.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. My brother, he works at POAP, so if you want to discuss with them, let me know. He's a very nice guy, and he's also in Amsterdam. So
oh my gosh, great. Work. Yes, I need a solid connection. So if you could either message me his email or give him mine, which you know what mine is, I would be so grateful. Because that's something I think is really fun, and I would love to implement that.
Yeah, I don't know if any of our current chains is supported. I think they are currently running on XDAI and Mainnet, but I'm not sure if they do Binance Smart Chain. But I think that's something you can figure out, or maybe Jesse will get it.
Something.
Maybe I'm a bit out of the loop. What's a POAP?
It's proof of attendance protocol. So when you go to an event, either digital or physically, you get like an NFT that you participated, which is pretty cool, right? So then you can start collecting NFTs when you went somewhere.
Yeah, when Chris and I did the meetings on Token Smart back with Effect Pieces, and we're talking about them, Sandy from Token Smart sent out POAPs for like the Effect call days and stuff. When you were in the call with Chris and I, you got one, and so I got a few of those. I got one Effect one, and it's pretty cool. I just have to.
Yeah, they're pretty dope. And maybe when you first think of it, it's a bit like a gimmick. Like, okay, so then you have all were useless NFTs that you were somewhere. But actually, since we're all also building a decentralized identity on the blockchain. It also makes sense to prove to protocols or other communities or other people in the space that you're actually a human being which participates in blockchain related stuff, and that you're going to events, and that you're not just a bot or a wallet or a random address. which doesn't really give any input on an address. So actually, I think it's quite dope for adding it to your crypto portfolio / online identity.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. I really like that idea. I've been thinking about stuff like that. So yeah, I would love the connection. Maybe if you hook it up with Rochelle, I'll also be in the loop there. That would be amazing. Yeah, real cool to add for these DAO calls as well.
Yeah, Bree and I think touched briefly on it before, but it's really cool. It reminds me of, well, you guys are too young, but it reminds me of like when you'd go to a concert or a movie, you'd save your stub, you know, and put it in like a little scrapbook. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, cool. So maybe then I'll just make a small Discord server and then put you all in there and you discuss it there.
Oh, that's yeah, okay. That'd be great.
Yeah, cool. Perfect. Let's do that.
Thank you, Mikhail. The last thing on the agenda was hackathon update. So, I refresh my screen here. We had, where is it? I've been watching the numbers of participants all morning. We've had more people join. Oh, come on, computer. We have 94 participants so far today. So, yeah. It seems like they're joining more quickly as the days go by. There's 27 days left.
I actually have a question about the, it's more of a technical question rather than a question about the hackathon itself. Oh. Or maybe Jesse or David can answer this. Would it be possible to build custom UIs from the worker side of the application, or can the workers only do the jobs within the Effect workforce dashboard?
So yeah, like if you wanted to, like you could build out a worker UI for yourself as well. That's totally possible. Like, of course, it's gonna be a lot of work, but yeah, if you really wanted to, like, you can take a lot of inspiration from the new Force front end that's published on GitHub, and see how we do it, and implement those libraries and connect up with the smart contracts in order to create a UI for workers.
Thank you.
Would you like to build one, Splottingham, a worker UI, make a better one than the current?
Yeah, I'm interested. What I'm thinking for the hackathon, it's a very unique. I'm talking and I'm muted. Sorry, I was muted. the use case that I'm thinking of, it's a very a specific one, and I think when it comes to selling it to the companies who would use the workforce, I think it would help if they did not see the other tasks, because I think they would say like, okay, our workforce is being split and divided or whatever, but I just think from a hackathon perspective and just the initial at least trying to sell it to some potential businesses, they would like to see it be specialized rather than sort of dispersed between all the tasks that are on the Effect Network.
So for sure, I can totally imagine a couple of use cases where you would need a special interface instead of what we offer at the moment for certain tasks. So it makes sense that eventually there would be more interfaces for certain use cases, for example, on mobile only or on desktop only, depending on you're outside or inside.
But yeah, I'll look at the new workforce dashboard and see if I can take some info from it.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let us know. Like, we'll try to help you out like as we can.
Yeah, please. I guess I have another not exactly DAO related question as well. Rochelle, how is the progress, or just how is the Effect Socials project, and is there any use of that application that we built out for it? How's that looking?
It's looking great. It's useful. There's a couple things I would probably think approach a little differently. We could actually schedule a call and go all through it together one-on-one if you'd like, especially if it's gonna help you with your hackathon or other things.
Yeah, I'll reach out to you after the call.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, I got some chaos going on, so I'm gonna have to step out for the rest of the meeting. But I'll leave it recording and then end. So I apologize, everybody. But I'll listen to, and shoot me a message should you need any other stuff. I apologize.
No worries, thanks for shouting. Good luck. Take care of the dog.
So I take it lots of new people are inquiring. Yeah, so 90 something participants. Are you getting good feedback to improve the code, I guess?
Which code do you mean?
The code base, I mean, like, is, because I remember last time you said that a lot of people have, like, projects that they want to build out, but don't necessarily want to, like, talk about it, because they kind of give ideas to other people. So, wondering if they just had, like, I guess, is the code base, I mean, how's it going, improving things, I guess?
It's been kind of quiet on that side of things. We haven't really seen that many people coming or asking questions. There's been a lot of signups, but like it's still kind of quiet. And so we do try to be available every day on the office hours, and we schedule the call as well. But only one person showed up. So yeah, we noticed that there is a lack of engagement with what we've made, and we're thinking it's probably just because everybody's procrastinating a bit and waiting for the deadline to come about before they really start building and submitting.
It reminds me of office hours in university.
Yeah, okay, so you would also just be there and wait for people to show up and almost nobody shows up?
Well, yeah, like people wouldn't go there until, like, the exam is, like, really close, or the project's almost done. Have you guys, created any... I'm sorry for not following it too closely. I kind of working on some other projects, but, have you made any, like, tutorials?
Yeah, so, like, we have published a couple of things, like, on Medium and on our developer docs website, on YouTube as well. So yeah, like we are pushing content out there. Now it's only the big remaining factor remains, you know, like getting people to see it.
Cool.
But yeah, like we're also trying to like up our marketing game a bit and make sure that we're more public and like that we're more present in people's minds. So that's, we realize where our weak point is at the moment and we're trying to work on that.
Did you, have you got a chance to start on that voting platform for the prizes?
The one for the DAO, right?
Yeah.
We have it scheduled for the next sprint. So no, not yet, but we definitely do have it on the agenda, like so that we can start working on it.
All right.
It's important. Did any of you get a chance to work with the SDK, publish something on testnet? Or get the code examples running?
Yeah, I think, I've been busy with other things, but the last time, there was a link to see the tests. You can do that now, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so I'll have to check it in myself. I think Spottingham is working a lot more. I think he's actually participating, so I don't know how far he's gotten so far.
I've only gotten to the docs so far.
Yeah, so we're all procrastinating until the project is due.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, no, but if you notice anything where it's not very logical or you think it could be improved, please do let us know.
Yeah, for sure. If I notice something in the docs, I'll let you know.
Was there anything else on the agenda that we needed to discuss? Take a look.
I think that covers everything.
Right? Yeah.
I guess, I wonder, this is another question. Do we have enough in the funds in case, say, because I know the price pool, it was like 55,000, right? But what if, say, like, we kind of have like this contingency where EFX goes kind of low? Would we still have enough EFX for rewards? Prices, I mean.
I don't know, that's a good question. Oh, Jesse's audio cut out, so he'll be back.
So since the hackathon is going to be ending in a month, I mean, if we need to get some extra, we could still do it during a regular proposal and get in enough time. And that it's really more like, I wonder, like, it's just a contingency if, say, EFX goes to, 1.5 cents or something like that.
One moment, please.
Technical problems on my headset or whatever. So if there's enough funds in the pool, so we have the hackathon, the fund address, right? So foundation is making
a transaction there. Of course, we discussed this issue before, like when we did the proposal for the hackathon. There is the risk that there's just not enough EFX, like because we have to transfer the EFX beforehand. There's a risk that there's not enough to cover the prize money, so we took like a margin there. I think we're still good on that. I haven't done the math. Anyone can do the math basically because the tokens are in the treasury address.
Right.
So from the foundation side, it still has to be transferred, right? So we can make a more accurate pack. But from the DAO side, there could be. It, of course, it can happen, right? If EFX goes to zero, then you would need infinite amounts to pay out anyone, right? So it's like, yeah. I think we have enough margin. Like, I think we sort of margined it within these prices when we did it. But it's worth doing the calculation. If there's, like, not enough, then we'd have to figure something out there. But I think there's enough. That's what I think. It's worth to check, though. Absolutely. We might even need like one other proposal then if we get shortage. We might need one other proposal to fill up the shortage in case of.
If there's a shortage, we can spot a loan from, you know, the reserve of the foundation. So it's not like we wouldn't have EFX available.
Yeah, exactly. We could do a loan or whatever. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, we'll definitely work it out. I mean, the most important part is that everyone gets paid out and we have a good ending to the hackathon. So, but I'm pretty sure we're gonna make it. It would be quite exceptional if I think we don't have enough funds in that pool.
Yeah. So is the prize money big, like the EFX award? Is it based like on the price of EFX at the moment the competition ends, or when the prizes are distributed?
I think the pack is, it's in the rules, so I think the pack is at the winner announcement time.
Oh, announcement?
Yeah, I think so.
So then the prize money is going to go, they're going to get less in price then, basically. Or
yeah.
You mean announcement of the winners?
Yeah, the winner announcements. So.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the time difference is between winner announcement and actual payout, but I think the pack will be on the winner announcement time, which will be like on the 11th of January. Later?
I think it was a week later.
Oh, a week later, like after the voting and stuff, so somewhere mid and January, I think. Yeah.
Right, I mean that's all from me.
Cool. All right. Then next one, 29th of December, right?
Yeah, we can. And I don't think it's not. I don't think it should necessarily be strict. If there's like something really important, we could always, you know, have a spot Wednesday, you know, for a discussion. But like, I think the biweekly is good if we don't have too much to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. I think anyone can open these stage channels at any time and just jump in. So I'm totally open to do that more frequently if necessary. So yeah, for sure. Let's just chat in Discord and always open for us for a quick chat in these DAO call rooms.
Yep. Alright, then I guess I'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Cool. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bye. Bye.